The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Well, we're finally talking spring this week, so I asked Pamela Gertz-Cabati of HouseLogic.com to share some, spring cleaning tips to start shaking off this winter. Pamela, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm getting over a cold, so I'll tell you what, I can't wait for spring to get here soon enough. It has been a brutal winter. I've got a handful of tips that will help you keep your home cleaner longer, so that means less cleaning overall, and that's a good thing.
I like the idea of less cleaning, so let's hear it. Let's go.
Okay, so first on the list is defy dust in your house. Now, here's a trick. You can combat dust by adjusting your home's humidity level. Folks may not know that. So here are the facts. Low humidity levels cause static electricity, and not only does static attract dust, it makes it stick, so it's more difficult to remove. So high humidity causes problems, too, because that creates an ideal environment for dust mites. And these little critters are a double threat because they are a common allergen for a lot of folks, and they contribute to dust production. Do you know there are as many as 19,000 dust mites in half a teaspoon of house dust? That's according to the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, so they should know.
Okay, wait a second. Can I get rent from them?
I mean... No, you cannot. You can't see them. They're microscopic. That's the thing.
Okay.
But you know
so
they're there, so that's what makes it so gross. So what you need to do so that your humidity is not too high or too low in your house is to keep that level, the humidity level, between 50 and 40%. That'll eliminate static, and it's also going to help decrease your dust mite growth. So that's a good thing. Also, keep your household vents dust-free. You want to remove and wash them once a year with mild soap and water. And after they're clean and completely dry, here's a trick. Apply a liberal coat of car wax and then buff them. That literally helps the dust slide right off them.
Interesting. All right. We've got to try that. What about the bathroom?
More tricks. Here's another trick. You can eliminate soap scum by coating your glass shower door with a rain repellent product made for car windshields, like those Rain-X type things. Products like these create an invisible barrier that's going to cause water, oils, and debris, like soap suds, to bead and just roll off the glass so you don't have to squeegee them every time you come out of the shower.
That's a great idea. Now, of course, you're not going to buy that the normal place where you're looking for your kitchen cleaning supplies.
No. But the good news is pretty much anywhere that sells basic auto supplies, you can find that. You'll know it's time to reapply when you see the water stops beading on the shower doors. Keep in mind that windshield rain repellents were made to treat glass, not plastic, so your doors have to be glass. Also, automatic shower cleaners claim to let you clean your shower and tub less frequently, like every 30 days. So after you finish bathing, the gadget will douse your shower and tub with a cleanser that prevents soap scum from building up while combating mold and mildew. Now, you can buy automatic shower cleaners at most big brand retailers like, Target or Walmart.
From the bathroom, then into the kitchen.
So how about you use spring as the time to reseal your stone countertops?
Yeah, now granite and marble are porous, so if they're not sealed, they're going to stain.
Absolutely right, Mr. Gross. So, a countertop sealer causes spills to bead instead of getting sucked into the stone. So you want to reapply a sealer twice a year. It's good to do it in the spring and in the fall. To see if you need a fresh coat, pour a tiny bit of water on your natural stone countertop. If the water doesn't bead or doesn't stay beaded for 2 to 3 minutes, it's time to reseal. Now, if you're shopping for countertops, keep in mind that slabs with lots of swirls or veins tend to be even more porous.
Interesting. What else?
Okay, also in the kitchen, you can give your oven a better cleaning with, wait for it, go to your bathroom and get one, a pumice stone.
Wait, instead of an oven cleaner?
Yes, because the cleaners give off noxious fumes and make a horrible mess. Their basic ingredient is lye, which can also burn your skin and eyes. But a wet pumice stone works just as well and scrapes off dirt and grease.
All right, now what about your range?
Okay, for your range, you want to heat up a clean, damp sponge in the microwave for about 30 seconds, and then wipe surfaces down with or without a cleaning product. You just want to make sure you put rubber gloves on because that sponge can get pretty hot.
Okay, and let's move on to furniture and carpets.
Okay, protective furniture sprays like Scotchgard and UltraGuard and carpet sealants guard against those inevitable spills. Now, but some of these products also protect fabrics from fading and are going to resist mold, mildew, and bacteria. So you want to apply the appropriate sealer once a year after a deep upholstery and carpet cleaning. And by the way, protective sealant technology is really taking off. A couple of new products have come on the market. Even though they're not ready for furniture yet, I suspect they will be soon. So let me tell you about them. One product comes from Liquipill, the company that created a water shield substance to protect cell phones, MP3 players, and other electronic devices. The company plans to release a water repellent clothing line next year. So could household fabrics and materials be far behind? I think not. Another one is Rust-Oleum. They introduced something called Neverwet last year, and this liquid just rolls right off of items that are coated with it.
Pamela Gertz-Kabadi, thank you so much. And a reminder to everybody, these and other tips are available at houselogic.com/radio. Pamela, I'd like to talk with you more, but get out there and start cleaning your house.
I'm going to do that, and I am going to so hope you're right that spring is right around the corner.
It absolutely is, once we clean those things out of the corner. Pamela Gertz-Kabadi from HouseLogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.